This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
It's been said that aging is not lost youth, but a new stage of opportunity and strength. And that's exactly how the Haliburton County Senior Focus Group, known as Aging Together as Community, operates, connecting, advocating, and offering guidance to locals as they age, while keeping active within their communities. Established originally in 2020 as the Haliburton Highlands Long-Term Care Coalition during the COVID-19 pandemic, with the help of a number of community builders, it evolved into a group intent on raising awareness of seniors' unique health needs while keeping seniors living independently in their homes for as long as possible. Bonnie Rowe leads the group and says it's all about aging in a way that provides the greatest comfort and dignity.
You went from a crisis and just managing and everyone living at home and doing what we're doing right now, you know, being on the internet, to having to look at, so how do people want to spend their final days in, as they age in Haliburton County? That's the thrust of why we started having all these information sessions, because the more we had one, then a bunch of people would say, or I'd meet people on the street and they would say, oh, well, I'd really like to learn about this. And in fact, this summer, a doctor approached me in the grocery store and said, Bonnie, I've been thinking about you and your group, and I'd really like to do something around this specific issue. And let's talk in the fall. So in the winter, we're going to be working with her on some issues. So the issues are huge and they're not insurmountable, but it's getting people to come together and create a plan and look at, okay, where do we want to go? And it's getting individuals to actually come out. People want to come to the kind of educational events we have, but I think as people get older, some people have been doing a lot of this. They've been working in areas like this. They've been going to meetings and they don't want to sit on a board. They don't want to sit on a committee or maybe fundraise, which I love, or write a grant, which I'm not fond of. But once you get your teeth into it, you run with it because you know what the needs are. So it was all about, you know, how can we help people look at aging in a positive manner? And what would that look like if you could have whatever you wanted? And most people, again, go back to living at home, being able to hire people to come in and do a few things for me, seeing friends, getting out socially. And that's why we have social events, because a lot of people are isolated. We have offered transportation in the past. And advocacy is huge. Yeah. Like if we don't fight for what we believe in, nothing happens.
Rose says there are a number of events Aging Together as Community is planning that will bring seniors together and feature many of the activities they've been asking for. While she'll only hint at what's coming, she says much of it is thanks to the organization recently obtaining its not-for-profit status, which opens the doors to more funding sources.
One thing I've always said is we've been very fortunate in the funding we have received, because it's quite a competitive market out there. Everybody's looking for funds. Haliburton County is full of volunteer groups looking for funds. And the fact that we did receive two generous grants, we were ecstatic about. But we also know there's so many other pockets of money out there that we would have the capability to access if we had our not-for-profit status. So one of the things that came out of our strategic plan in the spring was sustainability. How are we going to sustain ourselves? And of course, up high on the list was getting our not-for-profit status. So we worked really hard on that. We have a fairly new board member, Beth Hubbard, who comes from a background in that. So she's been a huge help. We knew that people needed something that was experiential. It's great to listen and talk about different issues, but what could we do that was experiential? So we started looking at, what do people like? They like music. They like storytelling. They like poetry, for instance. What are the other things? Or movement, being active. And so we have four or five groups more or less lined up for next year.
Rose says understanding the value that seniors offer is vital for thriving communities with healthy and engaged older people living out their golden years as they choose. It's all about having choices, creativity, and innovative community building practices.
First of all, I think we have to offer funding and options. Options that enable a senior to pick and choose how they want to live their life. It might be at home. They might be in a three-bedroom home by themselves, but maybe they'd like to move in with two or three other men or women, or live in a smaller little homes that the Netherlands is so good at creating. And Canada is starting to do that too. I just saw a Facebook post where this gentleman, I think he was down east, and he had created, I don't know, like 10 or 20 of these tiny little homes, because we have so much land. Look at the wealth of land that we have and what we could be building on this property. And I think the one thing that stops seniors from living the way they might want to is municipalities have so many bylaws. And I know they're trying to change it and loosen up, but I think that a lot of those bylaws have been a detriment to people to have six or eight little homes on one piece of property. Or even the granny flats, remember them.
Aging Together as Community tries as much as possible to connect with its seniors across the county through its gatherings, but also through its radio show called The Journey Together. The program features a number of subject matter experts who discuss various topics on aging. Rose says another important focus is bringing multiple generations together.
I think the value that seniors bring is they have not only the history, but the heart of the community, right? We think the intergenerational discussion is huge. And I haven't touched on that prior, but it's definitely something that we've always focused on. And all our promotional information always invites people of all ages. And even at our conference, the Interact group were there and blew the place apart. Honestly, they were our final panel in one of the conferences, and they just blew everybody away. So that's exciting when you see that younger people think it's really important.
Roe is thankful to her board member husband, Greg Roe, and fellow board members, Brigitte Gebauer, Peter Ferry, Beth Hubbard, and Councillor Shirley Johansson. For more information, to volunteer, or to explore upcoming events, visit agingtogether.ca.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.